But we're hearing on the ground all the time is that workers, families and small businesses in Derry are struggling with the cost of living emergency. They need help now. They need an executive form now so that we can work together with others to put money back in people's pockets. The Tories have slashed taxes for the rich. They've delivered nothing. They cut ordinary people's bills. And what we needed to see was a tax break for small businesses. We needed to see more funding for public services to support workers' wages.
We're seeing some encouraging noises from Stephen Baker, a minister who previously would have been very hardline in his attitudes toward the protocol and toward negotiations with the EU. His stance appears to be softening. Does that, do you believe, maybe indicate that there is going to be a change of heart within the Tories themselves, or is that a bit too much to hope for?
I mean, we would love to see that. I won't be holding my breath. We do need to see that. We need to see these issues all brought to the table. We need to see the priority of the North being brought to the fore, because every party here, with the exception of the DUP, knows that an executive needs to be formed today. We're not seeing the pressure that we need from the British government to get that up and going. And it highlights again how the British government have no interest in the North. They're prioritising their own internal affairs. There are so many things that we want to do that are reserved matters in Westminster that we aren't able to do. We want to be helping people. We want to get out there and support everyone across our communities. And we are being stopped from doing so by the BUP boycott of the executive and by the Tories' refusal to intervene.